Say, I thank you, Jesus, for faith. I exercise that faith right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you, Satan. I bind you, principalities and powers. I bind all sickness and disease. I bind all poverty. And I do it in the authority of the name of Jesus. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Let's have all the moms stand, please. Everybody's at a mom stand. Now, the ones who didn't be in a mom, we'll get to you in a minute, okay? I just want to pray. Father God, I pray over these moms right now. Lord, I pray the blessings, Lord, that if there's anything they need, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, that you supply that need, whether it be wisdom, whether it be love, whether it be peace, whether it be healing, whether it be oppression from Satan. We ask, Lord, that you touch these moms right now, Lord, for certainly they have brought forth life, Lord, as Mary did by the Holy Ghost. And we thank you and we praise you for these moms, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, that they have given life, Lord. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that you're going to meet all their needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So I speak the promises of you, Jesus, the blessings of you, Jesus, into these moms' lives, into their families. And I do it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Remain standing if you would, please. We're going to pass out just a little something to you say that we appreciate you. Go ahead. Chris, where's Chris at? He's over there. I have to keep an eye on Chris. No, I'm only kidding you. We always give one out to the oldest mom, and it's Zoe. So we'll bring it to you, dear. How you doing, guy? God bless you, dear. Happy Mother's Day, dear. God bless you, dear. You bet. Hi, David. Hallelujah. Once you get one, you can sit down. It's just a little something to say thank you. Now, those who are not a mom yet, is there anybody like that? You'll stand up, please. Is there anybody here who ain't had children yet? God bless you. Hallelujah. We want to get one to Rose before the dog eats her up. Just give her the chocolates. Let him chew on the chocolates. back there. Why don't I have... Can we get everybody? When it comes around the men, we're going to pass out pencils. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm only kidding now. You got to know. You got to learn. Pass the mail, Elry mail. See, if you don't learn me, you'll get all bent out of shape. Hallelujah. I really appreciate my wife. I mean, we had four children, and she has really, really been a lot of my strength. You know, a lot of us, the men, are missing something, and when you get a wife, you got everything. But the trouble is, we don't listen to the helpmate a lot of times. Hallelujah. My wife is really good at. I was going over to look at something yesterday with our family, and my daughter was talking to her husband, and I said, "You sound like your mother. I'm going to get myself some duct tape." And I said, "I'm only kidding. If I didn't have my wife, I'd get lost. I'd drive by streets and everything else, and she would always say to me, 'Are you with me?'" And so she has really been something special and continues to be special in my life. 55 years. And yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. We met when we were 16 years old in high school, in a Catholic high school. I bumped into her and knocked the books out of her hand. I'm serious, and I helped her pick them up. Wasn't that nice of me? Praise God. I got a little place home. I put a star, one for Elrie. But you know, all these years, I've only gotten one star. She's gotten a whole bunch of them. Hallelujah. We've been talking about preparation. And prepare means getting ready for things. So if you're a young man or woman who are getting ready for marriage, you need to get the word of God out that speaks to the husband or the husband-to-be or the wife-to-be. And that's how you prepare. That's how you get ready. You see, you speak those scriptures into your mind about a wife or about a husband. That's preparation. That's preparing. And God wants to prepare us. God wants us to get ready. If you're in ministry, then you should speak the scriptures that speak to your calling, you see, and get ready. And that's how God prepares you, through the word of God. If you're part of the church, part of the body of Christ, and you're going to take up a place in the body of Christ, you need to start speaking about the body of Christ and where your place is going to be. That's how God prepares you. That's how you get ready to serve the Lord, how to have victory in your life. And so whether it be business, the same way. There's scriptures and wisdom that speaks to business people. And so you need to speak that. God prepares you, gets you ready. Amen? And so some of you are on, like, you know, there's a place in the airport where they're on a holding pad. I mean, they can't take off. There's so many planes taking off. So they're if you're in a holding place, guess what? God's preparing you. God's getting you ready. You're going to have your season. You're going to have your time. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're going to look at some things today. There is a spirit of deception going on in this world today, more so than ever before. It's going on with the president. It's going on with the vice president. It's going on with the governor up here. It's going on with several denominations in those areas and everything else. And so we have to get the spirit of truth in our lives if we're ever going to get victory in our lives and not be deceived by Satan. Like your sins are not forgiven and God don't love you and all these different kinds of things and everything else. There's all kinds of deception going on now because we're in the end time. I don't know when he's coming back, but I'm going to occupy until he does come back. If I'm not here when he comes back, I'll be home with him and I'll return with him when he comes back. And so won't you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're going to look at some scriptures about preparing, getting ready. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Prepare means getting ready. Say, I'm getting ready. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to help me, to teach me, to counsel me. See, in this world, we're always getting ready for something. You ever notice that? You're either getting ready to go to work, you're getting ready to come home from work, you're getting ready to get married, you're getting ready to go in ministry, you're getting ready to be to go overseas, to be a mission. We got some missionaries sitting here. You're always getting ready. There's always a preparation time. And it takes the Holy Spirit to teach us that. Without the Holy Spirit, without renewing our minds, we don't get the promises of God. Then we get all bent out of shape because we say, well, I pray and I tithe and so on and so forth. But the Holy Spirit wants to get us ready. And there's different. There's the finger. The body is made up of the finger, the thumb, and so on and so forth. And so he wants to get us ready. He wants to train us by the Holy Spirit. And so if we'll seek the Word of God, protect the Word of God, and find out from the Holy Spirit where God's getting you ready for, you'll be successful in everything you do. And because he don't have, there's no junkyards in God's business. He don't put you in a junkyard. Everybody can be successful in whatever area, whether it's a healing ministry, whether it's working in miracles by the power of the Holy Spirit, whether it's teaching, whether it's tithing or giving, whatever it may be, and so on and so forth. You can all be successful if you let God, the Holy Spirit, prepare you, get you ready. And so, and there's seasons, there's times when nothing seems to be happening, but God will bring it about. If you keep seeking God, get me ready, Lord, get me ready. And don't get ready by your mind unless the mind's renewed. Get ready by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God. That's how he gets you ready to be successful, at least if it's in tune with God's calling upon your life. Amen? Most people don't get ready. When I got married, I wasn't ready. And so after I got saved, me and my wife got saved, God started preparing me. And how was he doing? I started learning from the Word of God what a man should be, what a husband should be, and so on and so forth. And I let him prepare me in that area, and I let him work with me, and so on and so forth. I became obedient to that. Hallelujah. So never jump out and do something too quickly. You need to be prepared. The apostles went through a preparation time, and they got ready, and Joseph did. And you go all through Scripture, and you can find out there's a preparation time. A time to prepare, to get ready to receive the promises of God. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at, if you would please, because there's a spirit of deception, he, being Satan, is always trying to overwork us. And there is a really deception going on right now. And before we go into the message, I want you to, in 1 Timothy 4:1, latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits, spirits of deception. Some people will leave the faith. Some people will take on the idea of trying to make a way for people that are, who are gay and so on and so forth. God don't want us to judge them. We're not judging them. What we're trying to say is God points out in Romans 1, in 1 Corinthians 5 about that. Now, we're going to have to either take God's side and prepare, not judge people, but at least not take on that spirit of deception and try to make a way for them people. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When I was a young man, I was into booze and drugs and hate and all kinds of different things. I had multiple sclerosis in my physical body. But once I got saved, I worked at stopped doing those things. You know, Ted Haggett, we all know him. He asked forgiveness to stop doing it. And so that's the whole key with the Lord. He says, go and sin no more lest something worse comes upon you. And so we all have to be prepared and cultivated by the Word of God, because there's deceiving spirits around that make us think that we're going to have to do a lot of different things and agree with a lot of different things. We're in this world, but not of this world. Amen? Turn, if you would, Jerry, please, to Psalms 107:2. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalms 107, verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. One of the things about deception is we're always trying to find out how to get forgiven and everything else. When God redeems you, you'll never be any. When you accepted Jesus Christ, you'll never be any more redeemed. You are redeemed right now, so you have to build God's word into you that are healing words. Amen. So I'm redeemed from sickness. I'm redeemed from booze. I'm redeemed from drugs. I'm redeemed from the world. I'm in the world, but I'm redeemed from that. And so I'm going to be led by the Holy Spirit. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So we have to find healing words that protect us and renew our minds and so on and so forth. So when God says you're redeemed, you are redeemed from the curse of the law. Amen? That came down through Adam and Eve. And so if we don't get a relationship with Jesus, the enemy's always trying to get us through deception to agree with other things. But you and I have been redeemed from sin, sickness, disease, poverty. And if we don't build that into us, saints, with healing words, you find the healing words in the Bible that talks to you about healing your mind. Romans 12:2, don't conform this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you'll know and prove what the perfect will of God is. Because there's a true spirit of deception, saints, and he's trying to seduce people into agreeing with worldly things or getting you to repent all the time. When God took your sin, Jesus took your sins, he took it, the sins before and the sins after. So if you do sin, and everybody does sin, I sin, everybody sins. So we thank you, Jesus, for that loving forgiveness you gave me before and after. I thank you for forgiving my sins. Amen? You stay in touch in that righteousness. You stay in that relationship with Jesus Christ because you are redeemed. Your flesh will do some things, but you are redeemed. So God wants you to understand he's preparing you today to be awakened to get away from any spirit of deception and start confessing healing words. And so anytime something comes to you at your house or temptation, you ought to speak, I'm redeemed from that in Jesus' name. I'm redeemed from that, because the devil's always trying to get us into all kinds of different temptations, and cussing and swearing and unforgiveness and bitterness and the works of the flesh. And God wants you to know you're redeemed. And so you're only going to be redeemed one time, saints. You're not redeemed every day. You're redeemed one time. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he frees you. Every promise is yours. Now, we go through a process of renewing the mind. So when you meet up with something this week, and it's maybe something that's trying to get you to run the old film, think back of you done this and you done that. You need to speak healing words that I'm redeemed. Let the redeemed say I'm redeemed. So you need to speak healing words to that. You need to take authority over that thought in your mind. Amen? And then you start speaking healing words. That means you're sowing to the Spirit. And you'll reap of the Spirit. Okay? And so the more you sow to the flesh, the more you can get caught up in deception. The more you can get caught up in anger or bitterness. Or the more you can get caught up in agreeing with the President of the United States. And we should not agree with that. I don't care what anybody says. We are the body of Christ, period. Hallelujah. Some may not like that, but that's just the way the Bible is. You have to make a choice. When I got saved, I had to make a choice. Do I want to keep drinking? Do I keep want to smoke pot? Or do I still want to keep doing the things, carrying a gun, doing the things I want to do? Or do I want to get rid of that? If I didn't want to get rid of that, I shouldn't have got saved. But I got saved, and I asked the Holy Spirit to help me. So he showed me and taught me, and I renewed my mind how to walk and say, I'm redeemed from that, Elroy. Elroy's redeemed from booze. Elroy's redeemed from drugs. Elroy's redeemed from satanic powers and principalities and powers and so on and so forth. Amen? Hallelujah. When Jesus was going around healing, everybody was oppressed of the devil. Do you know that? And so Acts 10:38, Jerry, Acts 10:38. Hallelujah. And he's still trying to pull the same thing the devil is. He's still trying to deceive people. Now, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 denominations that have taken on, not all the people in the denomination, but 4 denominations have taken on licensing homosexuals, you see. So you can see it creeping in. You can see the deception coming in. We want to get along with the world, see. That doesn't mean we're going to judge them or march against them or throw rocks against them and so on. I'm not talking about that. Don't get deceived. Don't go to deception because the president says it, the governor says it, or this denomination says it, that denomination. If you want to be blessed by God, if you want to get into God's love and God's forgiveness and God's grace, if you really want to walk in that area where you're truly redeemed, do it God's way. Let the word of God work in your life. Hallelujah. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit, with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. You see, there's a lot of people during the time of Jesus who are oppressed by the devil. And the more we take on that deception, we'll be oppressed by the devil. You see, if he can get you to agree with that, then he'll get you to agree with, oh, it's okay to get zonked out of your head a little bit. It's okay to do this. He's really working, throwing dots in our minds. We are to hold up the shield of God. Amen? Amen? And so when Jesus was going around, there was many people who were oppressed by the devil. I'm telling you, the churches today, the body of Christ, although we're part of the body, we are oppressed of the devil. And there's a lot of sickness in the body. There's a lot of oppression, depression in the body of Christ. And it should not be. I was that way at one time. I had a lot of depression and all kinds of different things. I had suicide thoughts and so on and so forth. And God freed me from that, you see, because I've looked into the Word of God and I said, help me, Lord. If I'm redeemed, I want to walk in that wonderful grace. I want to walk in that power so I can help someone else. Because the world is full of it. So when Jesus was walking around on this earth, there was many people oppressed of the devil. And guess what? It seems to have worked its way back into the church, the body of Christ. There's many people sick. I was watching a program last night, and I guess there was 7,000 or 8,000 people there. And there was so much sickness, so much cancer, so much depression, oppression, so many suicide thoughts, that this young man was praying for and setting these captives free. Hallelujah. So listen, saints, if you let the Holy Spirit prepare you, Get ready, get ready. Get ready for the blessings of God. Get ready for the financial blessings of God. Get ready for the peace of God. Get ready for the healing of God. Speak healing words into your life. Let the word of God settle everything. I don't care who's talking about what, and I don't care what position they hold. Let the word of God be your answer. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. So he went around setting the oppressed by the devil. So the devil does oppress people, doesn't he? I'll tell you what, saints, you constantly have got to be doing some praying and spend some time in the Word of God. You constantly got to ask the Holy Spirit. If you're really redeemed and you want to say, I'm redeemed, there ain't no point saying you're redeemed if you don't believe it. But the more you say it, the more you'll believe you're redeemed. Because the devil's always trying to call us sinners and we're not really washed in the blood of Jesus. If we were, why are we still sinning and all these things and so on and so forth? Listen, saints. There really is a devil. There really is the Holy Spirit. The spirit of error is the devil, and he tries to get you in deception. He tries to convince you that you're not what God says you are. And it's a real battle. Everybody in here who has accepted Jesus Christ, you are a hero to God. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And God says, do you want to get prepared? Do you want to walk and be able to say, I'm redeemed, and actually be redeemed from all that oppression, depression, devils and principalities of powers and sickness and disease? Well, you got to say you're redeemed, and you got to let the Holy Spirit prepare you, prepare your heart to renew your mind, to agree with God. See, all of us here have some disagreement with the Bible in some areas. And that's nothing but deception. We should not disagree with the Word of God, although our flesh sometimes does. Some people don't believe in tongues. Some people don't believe in miracles anymore. Don't go over there at Crate of Faith. That guy's half silly over there. He's doing this stuff and people are falling down. But you have to have elephant skin. God takes you through this process where words don't bother you because you're speaking healing words. You're speaking loving words to yourself. Amen? Hallelujah. Psalms 136:24. If you would, Jerry, 136:24. The Lord has done great things for us. 36:24. 136:24. Yeah. Yeah. 136, Jerry. That's okay. Hey, we got time, right? Praise God. Jerry's up there working at it. Praise God. And he rescued us from our enemies. For his mercy endures forever. There's a lot of enemies out there, sickness, disease, poverty, demons, principalities, spirit of deceptions. He rescued us from that. And the enemy's trying to convince you you're not rescued from it because things are going on in your life or in your thinking. But you need to come back and say healing words. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. I'm loved by God. I'm forgiven. All my sins are forgiven and forgotten. I'm blessed with his grace. I'm blessed with his mercy. I'm blessed with his compassion. I'm blessed with his peace. I'm blessed with his knowledge. I'm blessed with his wisdom. I'm blessed with the mind of Jesus Christ. I'm blessed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I'm blessed with the fruits of the Holy Spirit. I'm a blessed man. Hallelujah. Those are healing words. Even though your mind may be thinking something different, take authority over those thoughts. Why? Because he rescued us from all our enemies. He rescued us. He didn't put us in hell. He put us in victory. He put us in the redeemed status. You see, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. That's healing words. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus has destroyed Satan's deception. What do you have to do in order to walk away from and not get caught up in that deception? John, if you would, Jerry, John 8:32, please. Hallelujah. You have to know the truth. You have to know the truth about God's love towards you, God's grace and mercy and compassion towards you, God's truth about you being redeemed. You got to know the truth. Not just truth that I'm saying, you got to know the truth. And truth will set you free from deception. If you know truth, the devil won't deceive you. You looking at that? And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth. So that's what I got to do. I got to know the word of God. I got to speak the healing words so the enemy don't deceive me. So when he comes and throws a thought in my mind, I say, I'm redeemed from that. Because I know truth, and that ain't truth speaking to me. It's a spirit of error speaking to me. That thought is a spirit of error. Can you understand that? So God wants you to prepare yourself knowing that you won't get deceived by the devil. He don't want you being deceived. Why do you think the prisons are full, the state hospitals are full, counseling full of Christians? Because they were deceived. Deception came, and they didn't spend any time. They didn't know truth, and they didn't know how to overcome the spirit of error. They were hearing from a spirit of error. It's just like today, what's going on in the world today, what's going on with the governor, what's going on with President Obama and the stuff he's okayed and everything else. That's deception. Why? Because he said, first of all, I'm a Christian. Christian means Christ-like. If you're Christ-like, then, you see, you need to get some, get your answers out of here. We're not asking Obama to get rid of homosexuality. We're just not. See, I'm not going to approve a law for sin. That's what they're trying to do. See, in Romans 1, it also talks about liars and murderers and everything else. Well, is the murderer coming to us and saying, can you pass a law so I can murder? Can you pass a law so I can lie? And that's like a man and a woman who are living together, who are not married. I want you to pass a law so I can live with her or him. They're not asking that. So that is a spirit of deception that he says, I'm a Christian, which he means he has the Spirit of God in him, but he's backing up the spirit of error. And it's all because of money. Somewhere, the body of Christ, the pastors, has got to make a stand. And I'm not going marching, throwing rocks about anybody and condemning anybody. I'm just going to back the word of God. I'm going to stand with God. Amen? Hallelujah. I want to be redeemed, saints. I want to know the truth. So when I hear error, I'm not, and because of it's a man in high places, I'm not going to agree with error. And I'm not going to pray that Obama falls down or something like that. And yeah, see, that's not what God just wants you to back the word of God. There's 41 states who don't agree with it. We'll see what happens during the election. We'll see if they turn and twist their minds around and get caught up in the spirit of deception. Hallelujah. We're not electing a pastor. We're electing somebody who's got values and somebody who wants to do good for America, all Americans. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn, if you would, Jerry, to Matthew 8, 16 and 17. Matthew 8, 16 and 17. See, if you don't know the truth, saints, and you got someone speaking who's in a high position, we have a tendency to agree with him or to respect him. Amen? But if it's deception, we can't agree with it. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. God wants you and I to speak a word, to speak a healing word into our lives, into our finances, into our minds, into our marriages. You see, he wants you to speak a word. And there's words for every situation in life. Marriage, the fivefold ministry, business, there's a word to speak to bring healing. Amen? So he spoke the word. You notice how Jesus, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities. You see, this whole spirit of deception, saints, we don't believe he took our infirmities. You know why? There's no healing in our minds. There's no healing in our bodies. He took our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. You can be deceived and say, well, but she, and you can, and the spirit of deception will come and say, well, Joe Blow over here, he loves the Lord, he's sick, and this one over here, he's sick. See, we haven't learned how to walk in healing. We haven't learned how to receive the spirit of truth. We haven't really spoken to that mountain that comes up against us. We really haven't said to every situation, I'm delivered, I'm redeemed from that, I'm redeemed from sickness, I'm redeemed from disease. The Spirit of God wants to rise up in you, and he wants you to say that, I'm redeemed. Amen? Why? Because that it might be fulfilled, Jesus spoke many prophecies. The Spirit of truth is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So if you want to fulfill his prophecy, his testimony is truth, you want to fulfill it, then you want to get hooked up with his healing power. Amen? Now, that makes sense to you? Hallelujah. That it might be fulfilled. So he fulfilled what the prophet said, and you and I should fulfill the testimony of Jesus because it's the spirit of prophecy. So it's going to take some time for the spirit to get you away from deception and into the spirit of truth. He's going to teach you truth, and you'll always feel better when truth comes into your mind. You'll always have better finances when truth comes into your finances, or comes into your marriage, or comes into your calling, or comes into your business. Amen? Hallelujah. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities. See, saints, there's a lot of people not walking in this. He took my MS. See, I believe MS is a curse. And I'm not, Michael's sitting back here, and there's some other people that she ain't here now that's got MS. When me and my wife got married, her dad drank, and my dad took booze and drugs and everything else. He didn't beat nobody. He was just messed up. When we got married, shortly after we got saved, well, maybe several years later, we took our hands and we broke every bit of stuff in our family, every generational curse. Because I've accepted Jesus Christ. She's have accepted Jesus Christ. And we're touching and agreeing, you see. And I'm going to walk in not deception, but the spirit of truth. And I'm going to have the victory in my mind. I'm going to have the victory in my body because I have the victory in my spirit by the Holy Spirit. Amen? So we took hands and we touched and agreed and we broke that. What curse have you still got that you haven't broken yet? It all comes from Adam and Eve. But when you accept Jesus Christ, you're redeemed. You're redeemed. You're redeemed. He took every infirmity. He took every infirmity. It takes a long time to learn this, saints. It took me 7 years to walk out of multiple sclerosis. And God kept encouraging me. But you need, if you're husband and wife, you need to touch and agree and break the curse of poverty if it is poverty. Don't accept that and just, oh, well, it'll just happen. The devil don't want you to say, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. He took every infirmity. Hallelujah. I'm going to fulfill the testimony of Jesus. It's the spirit of prophecy in Revelation 19:10. I'm going to fulfill it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Can't do it yourself, but the Holy Spirit can help you. See, at least learn truth and error so you won't walk in error so long. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know what we should be doing, saints? We should be working miracles. We really should. You know, a lot of people, well, I'm not anointed to do that. That's not a healing word. That's your dumb head telling you that. or the spirit of deception. You can't do that. You know what the trouble is, the gifts of the spirit, most people don't, why they don't operate in them? The flesh keeps you ignorant, misinformed. Paul said, you know, make sure you're not misinformed about the gifts. Well, the flesh will keep you that way. You know why? We all, for some reason, we all want to feel something or see Jesus coming down the middle aisle and really, it's faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Deception, deceit, falsehood, idle talkers are found in Titus 1:10. Decisions to determine to follow a course of action. Decisions to determine to follow a course of action. The enemy tries to get you to follow other things. Listen now. Turn to you, if you would, back to Jerry, if you would, back to 1 Timothy 4:1. Now, the Spirit expressly says, this is the Holy Spirit, that in latter times, now we all got to agree, we don't know what, you know, if it's 100 years, 50 years, or whatever, we're in the latter times, because there's a lot of deception going on. Everybody looks at earthquakes and all those different things and things that are going on, but really, saints, the latter time, the deeper America gets into sin, that's the true latter time. It doesn't mean earthquakes are not a part of a sign and everything else, but now the Spirit especially says in the latter time, some will depart from the faith, that's leaving Jesus, giving heed to deceiving spirits, you see, spirits of deception, and doctrines of demons. And if we don't know true saints, we can be fooled by those demons. We can be fooled by that deception. If you don't get truth into you, if you don't get God thoughts into your mind, your mind, you see, will fight the Holy Spirit in you. And so God wants you to understand in the latter times. So a lot of people have different ideas when the latter time is. I really think you're in the really darkness when homosexuality, murder, and drugs, and lawlessness is going on and invades a town or invades a country, you see. That's truly the latter time. And so how long that's going to take, I have no idea. Only God knows that. So I'm not a preacher who stands up and says, and by next weekend, you're going to see, I don't say that stuff. That's far beyond me. That's God, only God knows that stuff, right? But in the meantime, we want to occupy until he comes. Occupy in the truth, in the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. It's very hard, saints, if God's called you into the healing ministry or the flow in the gifts, the battles you'll have with yourself and plus your sisters and brothers. Well, I don't believe that way. Well, I was talking to God and he showed me something different. It's just, there's so much deception going on today. Everybody's getting different interpretations of a scripture. Hallelujah. 1 John 4:1-6. Beloved, do not believe every spirit. If you don't know the true saints, you're going to start receiving deception. But test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world trying to deceive us. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Now, there's many religious denominations that don't believe that, you know. I don't know if you know that or not. Many religious denominations don't believe that. Hallelujah. 3. In every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. He's against the anointed one. He's against the anointed people of God. That's Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. Hallelujah. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them because he who is in you, see, when we turn to the truth, turn to the Holy Spirit, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You won't follow deception. You won't follow sickness. You won't follow poverty. You won't follow oppression, depression, because you have a greatness of God in you called the Holy Spirit. And you can overcome anything by his power. And every promise is mine. Every promise is yours in Christ Jesus. Everybody, he has an anointing, which is the Holy Spirit, that wants to teach us. I'm telling you, saints, and I say this in kindness, the first pres down here, a good amount of them are now going to stay in that church, and they're going to license homosexuals. The Methodists, a good amount of them are doing it now. The Episcopal Church is now doing that. The Catholic Church has abused 5,000 children. You know why? Because we're not walking in the truth. We're not walking in the testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy. We've put a lot of things before him. Jesus has to become more important in my life than me. I have to let the kingdom have its way in my life. If you want to make a way for the Lord on this earth, let the kingdom have its way in your life. Seek ye the kingdom. Let the kingdom have its way in your life. A lot of people don't. It says make a way for the Lord in scriptures. Well, how are you going to make? Let the kingdom have its way. Seek the kingdom. That's the spirit of truth. Hallelujah. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. Hallelujah. Listen, saints. God's teaching today, get ready. Let the preparation time take place in your life. Find what scriptures, healing words, takes care of your situation, whether it's business, whether it's marriage, whether it's healing, whatever it may be, and speak that. And constantly every day tell yourself you're redeemed. Because things are going to come to you. The spirit of deception is going to come. The enemy's going to try to get you to keep asking forgiveness. Keep asking forgiveness. Keep asking for forgiveness. You want to walk in the power of Jesus by thanking him. I have his forgiveness. I am blood bought. There was a lady a short time ago who went through a terrible time she was really getting depressed and everything else, and she was laying on the floor, and she turned to her right, and there was a demon laying there with her. And the demon was saying, speak to me, speak to me. And she finally got out, I am blood bought. Boom, the demon left. He wanted to get her into a conversation. And he wanted to convince her, you see, that she wasn't healed, that she wasn't forgiven, and that's the reason why her mind was so messed up and so on and so forth. You remember what he done to Eve? He can do the same to us. When Jesus went out in the desert and was tested by the Holy Spirit, the reason why Jesus didn't give in to the devil, because Jesus had an agreement with the Father. I only say what the Father says, and I only do. So when the devil spoke, he knew it wasn't God. See, we ought to get so close to the Word of God, the truth. When the devil throws a dart in our mind and speaks to us, we ought to say, no, I'm redeemed from that. That ain't God speaking to me. Amen? He said, you can do the same thing I do, even greater. We can get this relationship so strong with Jesus, our Lord and Savior, that we can immediately know false thoughts in our minds or deception. If you allow the Holy Spirit to prepare you, saints, preparation time, get ready. And if nothing's happened in your life, you're being prepared. You're getting ready. God's getting you ready. Don't let the spirit of deception say, you ain't ever going to get it. That ain't ever going to work in your life. I've been praying for 10 years. Look at Joseph. In the Bible. And you can go on and on and on. Look at Jonah. How many times has God asked you to do something? I ain't called to do that. Go to Nineveh. Oh, they're all nasty people over there. I ain't going over there. I don't want to get swallowed by no fish. Or swallowed by anything else. I want to get swallowed by the Holy Ghost. I want to live inside the Holy Spirit. Amen? See, sometimes, and deception comes when he asks you to do something. Deception comes. Well, I don't feel the anointing. I don't feel like I should. Go over there and tell that guy about Jesus. I ain't doing that. I don't feel anointed. I don't call to do that. A lot of us saints are so deceived, we don't even realize it. And the more we give into that spirit of deception, he's going to chip away at us. And before you know it, you ain't going to be reading the Bible no more. You ain't going to be praying no more. But you're going to be saying, oh, yeah, I'm saved. I got Jesus in my life. But who's your Lord? Who's Lord over your life? Amen? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is real stuff, saints. This is stuff that me and my wife have come through, not so much her, but I was the problem. And so all the problems I had. You know, God had his hand on me way back before I was saved. I came home one night, was drunk. I was sitting out on my porch, a little stoop. Actually, it wasn't the porch there, but there was a little concrete thing I was sitting in. I had a .357 Magnum. I was aiming at the barn and things. All of a sudden, it was at my head. And it didn't go off. And I spun it again. I was playing Russian roulette. And I put it to my leg, and it went off. It went down and broke my knee in five places, wound up my ankle, and gangrene finally set in. They had to take the leg off. The doctor said, you'll never walk. You've broken your leg, I don't know how many places, in the knee part of it, where the joint is. Sometimes it squeaks. I have no pain in that leg, in that knee. And you'd think it'd be all full of arthritis by now. Man said, gee, God almighty, no pain. Way back then, 90 days later, this pastor, this little Southern Baptist pastor came knocking on the door. And my wife says, we're Catholics now. Right? My wife says, that man's back again. That man. He used to come up and give me tracts and I started the fireplace with him. It's a true story. I said to Betty, let him in. And he came in, boy, and he was kind of nervous. And he was sitting across there, and we must have talked for 3 hours. And finally I said, you know something? Maybe we ought to go to church. He said, let's pray. And when we bowed our heads, I saw big red letters, Jesus. And my wife was across the room, and she had the same impression. And I said, Jesus, help me. I mean, I just came out of the hospital. My leg was gone. They were trying to make a plastic one. Nothing worked. And I was getting all kinds of sores in my leg and blood poison and everything else. I said, Jesus, help me. Guess what? He helped me. Because that moment, the guy said to me, you want to accept Jesus? So we said the prayer. Now, you know what I mean? Then me and my wife went up front of the Baptist church. My wife was all saying, you're going to go up front there. Hon, you gonna go up front? I'm going up there. And we got water baptism. The heater broke. I mean, that water was cold. The devil's always in the details. And the pastor says, you know, Ellery, we'll wait until next week. I said, no, we're going in. We're going under. Me and my wife went under together. Came back up together. All those little angels of mine, the four kids, they got in there. But they did it. Hallelujah. And my journey started. And I've wanted to quit like you guys have many times, but God's always encouraged me. A scripture would come. Someone would call. I'd get a revelation from the Word of God. I'd feel the presence of the Holy Spirit to overwhelm my flesh, because the flesh wants to give in, you know. Hallelujah. I was right out there preaching, dragging my little wife around, man, going in, getting hotel rooms, putting a sign up, miracle service. She never complained once. She rolled her eyes, but she never complained. I didn't ask why she was rolling her eyes. I didn't want the answer. And we went everywhere, man. Go in a hotel room, started preaching, man. I didn't know enough about God to get out of a closet. Thought I did. And here we are, years later. Victory in our marriage, victory in our finances, victory in the ministry, victory in my body. I'm redeemed. Me and my wife are redeemed. Hallelujah. I sliced up my wrist. I done all kinds of things before I got saved. I used to roll an automobile, see how many times I could roll it. Talk about a nut. But guess what? God brought me through all that MS, depression, oppression. I was in the state hospital when I was 15. Some people think I'm still there. That's okay. I'm crazy for Jesus because I was hurting so much and he freed me. Spirit, soul, and he freed me. No doctor, no drugs, nothing could free me, but Jesus freed me. So you're not going to convince me any different. Hallelujah. Well, let's play a little song here. And I don't mean jingle bells either. Hallelujah. Praise God. Play 8 in the orange there, Chris. Yeah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? See, I'm standing up here, and I just preached myself happy. Amen. We're going to go eat a little dinner with my wife and family, and hallelujah. I don't have to hurry home. And when I do get home, I can just kick back in my lazy boy and say, "Weren't that good, Jesus?" And my wife will say, "That was a good message." She always says that to me. Listen to this. Listen to this. Close your eyes.
You're my healer. You're my salvation. Son of David, the Almighty God, root of Jesse, the faithful Redeemer, the returning King. You're the anointed sacrifice, O Lamb of Calvary, in all creation, you're the fairest of all. You're the rock of the ages, you are my refuge, you're my safe harbor in time of a storm. The Spirit, a heavenly Christ child. You're my loving shepherd, my Savior, my Lord, designer, creator, Holy Spirit.
Bible says, I heard the voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, and glory, and honor, and praise to the King. The Bible says it'll sound like the voice of many waters, mighty thunder, as people come from every nation to declare, He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of all. He's the Lord of all, majestic Savior. And He's come down from paradise to take us home.
Hallelujah. Are you being deceived in some area? Is it depression, oppression operating in your life? Do you really question whether you're saved? Is there any sickness in your body? All things are possible with God. You know, all things are possible to those who believe. I'm not asking you to look to me, but I'm asking you to look to Jesus. And I'm telling you, saints, He's freed me a number of times. I'm in this place now where I can sense the Shekinah glory, the presence of Jesus. I can sense His love and forgiveness and His peace in my life and my marriage and our finances in the ministry. The Bible says where two are gathered, there I am. We're gathered in His name, and obviously we have been. Hallelujah. So if there's any need and you don't want to say anything to me, God may speak to you and encourage you, but you don't want to say anything to me. He already knows what you need. You know that? You know that? Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. So if you need prayer for anything, hallelujah, then you can get bold and come up here, and I'm going to anoint you and pray for you. If you need prayer for anything, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. This may not be you. You may be used to doing things this way, but you can either walk out of here the same way you came in, or you can walk out of here free. Maybe you're already free. Maybe God touched you right there in the pew. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Praise you, Jesus! Hallelujah! We love you, Lord! Praise you, Jesus! Hallelujah! Praise you, Jesus! We love you, Lord! Holy Jesus, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you'll all just close your eyes and raise your hands to Him, please. Hallelujah. Just keep them closed and let the Spirit of God, oh, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, anoint this time that the oppressed will be set free, the brokenhearted will be set free. The gospel has gone forward, Lord Jesus. Touch your people, Lord. Touch your body, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. With the precious anointing, with the peace, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch Him right now, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I speak to every pain, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, precious Jesus, precious Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God says, my daughter, excuse me, there's a turnaround coming. There's something that has been blocking some victories in your life, and God is moving it out of the way. He's not showing me what it is, but I don't have to know. But you can know that the weight is leaving, that the peace of God is coming into your life. And there's some concerns about family things, and God is going to place that as you start speaking the healing words into that family situation. God is going to heal it. God's going to cause it all to come to pass for His glory. Father God, right now, Lord, we thank You and we praise You for Your love, Lord. We praise You, Lord, for the gift of healing, Lord, going into her, Lord, all through from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. Anything that doesn't belong there, I command it all right now in the authority of the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I thank You and I praise You for the anointing, Lord. Praise, oh, praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank You, King Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Oh, thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank You, Lord. Praise You, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, faith in Your name, Jesus, I speak faith and speak peace into her life, Lord. And I thank You that the spirit of faith is rising up in her, Lord. And she's going to overcome. She's redeemed. And so me and Father God, me and her stand in touch right now and agree that she's redeemed, Lord. That the enemy who has come with deception and trying to drive things into this marriage, into these young people's minds, Satan, you're going to let go. You're going to let go. You're not going to do it no more. I speak the blood of Jesus upon this marriage and upon these two in Jesus' name. And I give You praise and honor and glory, Lord, that every bit of it is going to go and stay gone. Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Turn loose, Satan. Turn loose every doubt, every thought out of that mind in the name of Jesus. I free him right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, wait a minute. Praise You, Jesus. Oh, the precious anointing, Lord. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus, oh, we thank You and we praise You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the whole. Whoa. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I touch You right now, Lord. In Jesus' name. You're going to turn loose, Satan, in the authority of the name of Jesus. Everything that belongs to you is coming out of her, coming out of her thoughts, coming out of her body, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything is coming out that belongs to you, Satan, because I command it in Jesus' name. And the power of the Holy Spirit is going to flood her right now. The anointing is going to break the yoke of bondage. It's going to flood her right now with peace. I touched a mind right now in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, King Jesus. We praise you, King Jesus. You're going to turn loose, Satan. You're going to let go of his mind. Every thought that you've thrown in his mind, I command right now to go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. And now the mind of Christ, the wonderful peace of God in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch these two in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see a tube where it's clear, but it's bubbling. God's talking to me about the fire of the Holy Spirit. The fire of the Holy Spirit that heats up the oil of the Holy Spirit that floods through your body, floods through your son, floods through your wife, floods through your home. The heated, anointed power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you right now, Lord. Oh, the fire of God. The fire of God, the heated oil, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Fire! In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you. Hi. How you doing? <She's neat. laughs> Father God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Did you feel that? Mm-hmm. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, every doubt that you've thrown in my granddaughter's mind will not stay there. She's not going to be deceived. She's not going to walk in deception. She's going to walk in the spirit of truth, Lord, that she's more than a conqueror, that she's redeemed, Lord, that she has the power of the Spirit. Greater is he that's in her than he that's in the world. And we thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit's rising up in her, Lord, giving her confidence, Lord. Not so much in herself, Lord, but in you, Lord Jesus, that's in her, Lord, knowing that you are faithful, Lord, to give things and thoughts into her mind by the Holy Spirit, Lord, to encourage her, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that she has looked off into the distance, Lord, daydreaming at times, Lord, and have had thoughts of things she wants to accomplish and do. So we thank you, Lord, that you'll open those doors for her, Lord, and you'll encourage her, Lord, and this child of God will come out victorious, Lord, because of your love and your power, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. Oh, I touch Leslie right now with the peace of God. I touch Leslie, Lord, with the love of Jesus, the grace and mercy and compassion of Jesus. I bind that spirit of deception. She's a woman of God, anointed of God, called of God, along with her husband, and the both of them shall walk side by side and accept the journey that you have placed before them, Lord. Let them accept the journey by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen? Yeah, give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you today. We lift up our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that there is deception throughout the world, Lord. But we pray, Lord, and continue to ask the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name to teach and counsel us so we won't get caught up in the world. We won't get caught up in deception, Lord, that we won't lose in the faith, Lord, or walk away from the faith, Lord. We thank you for the victory, victory in our minds, victory in our emotions, victory in our marriage, victory in our business, victory in our callings, Lord Jesus Christ, victory in prosperity. I speak the blessings of Abraham through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ upon these people, Lord. I thank you, Lord, as I continue once again to bless all the moms, Lord, that are in this place, Lord, that have given life and birth. And I bless the other ladies, Lord, who have not, but you have given them a journey, Lord. You have a call upon their lives. And so we thank you, Lord, that they're going to put you, Lord Jesus, over everything. If a baby comes, that's one thing from the dad or from the husband, Lord. But if it doesn't, we just thank you and we praise you that the people in here will accept that, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that they're going to get in line and you're going to be more important in our lives, Lord Jesus Christ. So we honor you and we praise you and we exalt you and we lift you up and we thank you for the healing. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for the mercy and compassion. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus, for being here with us as we gathered in your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that every household, Lord, every mom will be blessed, Lord, that the peace of God will be upon them, Lord, that all storms will stop according to my word, in Jesus' name. So we give you praise and honor and glory. And everybody said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord.